Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, we're back. Thursday morning. Morning, studio.
Morning.
I was reading this story when I walked in about a guy whose life was saved from a stray bullet by his PC monitor. He lives in Fresno, and they have a problem in their neighborhood, random gunfire.
Oh.
And so, in his home, for example, his bedroom walls and windows are peppered with bullet holes. One of those holes ended up in his gaming monitor and apparently saved his life. The monitor still works even with the bullet hole. And it's all over the internet. I saw it this morning.
That's so crazy. How do you even sleep at night if your neighborhood has that problem?
Well, Raymundo, our audio producer, was asleep and someone shot into his place and went through his glass into his television. Last we heard, you said they were busy trying to figure it out. Have they caught the culprit?
No, they haven't caught anybody.
So it's never... Someone shot and got off scot-free.
I wouldn't say that. These tapes, they have 2 hours of 4 different cameras to go through. And they want to do this stuff way before. Maybe a car came hours before instead of just minutes, so I'm sure detectives are busy. And
how would that happen? They came hours before
and then parked and then just sat in their car for an hour. Who knows?
But it would be out there right when that bullet shot happened.
Right. They want to see, though, the vehicles that entered, so they could be.
Well, we have no. This is never going to be figured out.
I feel like this is an unsolved mystery.
No, I think it'll be
a cold case. It's a cold case.
Yeah, because it's past the 48, right?
Yeah.
They're never going to catch it, and someone else's house is going to get shot into now.
I honestly really wouldn't say that. Detectives are very confident. They have the cops involved as well.
Detectives
are cops.
Right, both of them together. But they said they have a great record at finding people and getting the culprits. Like, people just don't get away with that.
I think if someone was hit, it'd probably be a priority. It's done. You got your TV.
But maybe the bullet, because you all have the shell casing or whatever, maybe they could match that. It's been found in another
like
scene.
A crime.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you, Raymundo.
Yeah.
They're never getting anybody, right? Okay. We all agree.
No,
with that?
They're not getting anybody. Right.
Hey, here's Brianna in Ohio. Hey, Brianna, how are you?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What's happening?
Good. How are you? Oh, just my daily commute to school.
Wow, we appreciate that call. What would you like to say?
I just want to let you guys know that I love y'all. You're so relatable. You're refreshing, and you give such a positive start to my day. Like, everybody, the whole world truly needs more people to listen to like you guys.
Well, I wish the whole world would listen to our show only. Wouldn't that be fun?
That'd be nice.
It'd be really great.
If our show was like MASH in the 70s, where everybody just watched it, like there's like 3 channels and everybody watched that channel. That's the goal. Hey, where do you go to school, Brianna?
I go to University of Toledo.
Oh, we love it up there.
Yeah.
That's right. The Toledo Rockets?
Yep.
Yeah.
Go Rockets.
Go Rockets. Did you know that, Eddie?
No, I was thinking torpedoes.
Well, you're in the right range. Okay. Yeah. Well, hey, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that.
Awesome. Thanks, Robbie. Bye.
Bye-bye. Eddie, you're on a sports show.
I know. I'm learning. There are a lot of college teams out there.
Yeah.
Like, I still, the Stanford Cardinal.
Yeah.
I still don't know what a Cardinal is.
Well, you can check out Lunchbox Eddie and Ray's podcast, the Sore Losers Sports Podcast, every day. Search for Sore Losers.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Not just the morning corny, but the investigative morning corny.
Yes.
Where our team of investigators, Lunchbox, Eddie, and myself, try to figure out the morning corny. Here we go.
The morning corny.
What do you call a horse that lives next door?
What do you call a horse that lives next door?
Go ahead. What you what?
Hey, neighbor.
Oh, a neighbor.
That's
oh,
it.
Wow.
How did you do that?
That'd be two in a row if we get this. I mean,
did you say hey? You were going to say hey.
I was going to say hey, but then I was like, no, that doesn't
hey
make sense.
Hey, neighbor.
No, just a neighbor.
Just neighbor.
That's it. Like, guys, we're going to have two in a row.
I mean, we're going to be on a streak.
Are you week that confident?
Well, let's talk about this.
I mean, what else could it be?
Neighbor.
Other names for horses.
No, but next door, neighbor. I think he nailed it.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Are we satisfied?
Would y'all have gotten that if he hadn't said it right away?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, come on. Amy, let us think.
We got last week's.
Yeah, I mean, we are so smart.
Yeah, we've got this thing figured out now.
We are detectives.
Right?
Joke detectives.
Yes. Let's go with
neighbor.
Good. Neighbor. Next door neighbor. Okay, Amy, what is it?
Y'all nailed it. It's neighbor.
There it is. Yeah. Get that song on. Here we are.
Yes.
Play our jam. When we get it right, we sit. Take it in, boys. Taking that sweet victory.
Full hearts. Clear eyes.
Can't lose.
Feels so good.
Woo! Lunchbox.
Two in a row, baby.
That was awesome.
That was good.
One more, it's a streak. We get it next week, it's a streak.
We're going to state.
You know, for us to keep the lights on, we have to do commercials. I'm going to play a Raymundo commercial that he did. This is for Ford of Murfreesboro.
Yep.
And I'm playing it for entertainment value, not for the commercial, right? Because I can tell you, Mike D and I were in the car. We heard this commercial. We thought it was so good. Because it stuck out.
Okay.
Okay, but by the way, they told him it wasn't good enough. But that's why I'm going to play it. But Raymundo, I heard this and thought, that's funny, and it's different than other commercials. But here you go. Here's Raymundo.
It's Raymundo from the Bobby Bones Show, and March is Truck Month at Ford of Murfreesboro. You heard that right. Truck Month, baby. 2019s are piling in, and 2018's prices have been slashed. They got to go this month up to $10,000 off many of your favorite Fords, or 0% for 72 months on most new vehicles. Get their lifetime warranty at no charge. Everybody loves Truck Month. I went and saw Jason, the acres and acres of new vehicles they have. There's a truck for everybody, baby. FordofMurfreesboro.com.
Okay, so that commercial runs. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah.
You sound like you were happy reading it.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get a commercial to stick out. And I legitimately told Mike D, that was a great commercial read.
Yeah!
I would hire you to do my commercials.
That's what I'm talking about.
But so they came back and didn't like it.
Yeah, I needed to be, they said the words country because we're selling F-150s, trucks, and I need to speak to people that are our truck buyers,
but
the
you
farmers.
Are. You're from, like, a rural part of Michigan.
Yeah. And they were saying, I was saying words like baby, and I said slash the prices, which was a little aggressive. So I'm like, hey, if they want country, then I'm going to go country for them.
Okay, do you
want
to hear Ray's new commercial?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, great.
I haven't heard this yet.
Does he say yeehaw?
I don't know. I haven't heard it. Okay, here we go. This is Raymundo doing his updated commercial.
Yeehaw!
Oh, come on.
Okay, I knew it.
Come
Sorry.
On. All right. I'll let it run all the way through. Here we go. This is real? Here
yeah. Yeehaw, how y'all doing out there? I reckon y'all ought to head to Ford of Murfreesboro, get you a dually truck. Hey guys, it's Ray. I moved to the country a couple weeks back. Now I need a Ford. I don't milk cows like y'all, but I do haul crap. Ford of Murfreesboro, they're good old boys, just like you and me. I'm fixing to head into town today to get me a Ford. I reckon you do the same.
Okay.
Did you say crap?
Yeah.
That's it. It's a bit insulting.
It is?
A bit. That's how, where I come from, that's how everybody talks. But you don't talk like that, and we would think you're making fun of us.
I just went extreme. If I'm going to try and cater to a certain demographic...
The demo is just a human.
Yeah, well, I went all in. Here you go. Here's country me.
But that's not you.
I know, but I'm just trying to like put myself into that F-150. I don't have that kind of truck, but
my
husband has
an F-150, and he's not. He doesn't talk like that.
Like you use a lot of vernacular that we like. Fixing was a big part of Mountain Pine. I mean, you sound like how I grew up.
Yeah.
But you didn't grow up that way, and nor do you sound like that now.
I know, but I just went that character. If that's what they want, they get that.
Yeehaw! How y'all doing out there? I reckon y'all had.
I reckon. What is this, the Beverly Hillbillies? So, is that going to run on the radio?
I mean, it's got to get approved. There's a couple of different levels, but yeah, let's do it. Put it on today.
That's how you should, right there, what you're talking, that's how you should do it.
All right.
Like, I didn't mind this one.
It's Raymundo from the Bobby Bone Show, and March is Truck Month at Florida Murfreesboro. You heard that right. Truck Month, baby.
Like, I'm in.
I mean, in Florida Georgia Line, their country, they talk like that.
No, people talk like that.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was a good commercial. I thought the person was good.
Thank you.
The second
Thank
one. You. Funny, but a bit insulting if you're really from that part of America.
Correct. But if, let's do it. Hey, push it their way. See if they like you. Let me know. I'll cut another one.
You do a British one?
Good day.
Jolly high. All right. Let us know how that goes. Okay?
All right.
The Bobby Bone Show.
This guy got an infection in his skull because he was cleaning his ears with cotton swabs.
Ew. Mm. Oh, that just gave me all the weird feelings.
This guy contracted a potentially life-threatening bacterial infection in the lining of his skull after he used a cotton swab to clean his ear.
Like a dirty cotton swab?
No, a piece of cotton got stuck in his ear canal.
Oh.
And so the piece of cotton is so light, it actually kind of went up into the guy's lining of his skull and reached the brain. And he was having seizures. And they say, don't stick it in your ear.
Yeah, that tells you that.
I know, and we're not supposed to.
Don't be doing that,
so
except
good.
I do it. I love it.
And
it
we all do it.
Yes, like it's like,
and
yeah.
They also build that thing to go right into your ear.
Yep.
It's like, whatever you do, don't stick this thing that's built exactly for your ear hole in your ear hole.
And it's going to feel good, but don't do it.
I mean, it's built just for the shape of exactly your ear hole, and it's going to feel so good. But don't do it.
You're going to get all that wax out.
What the heck is a Q-tip made for?
No. This guy was taken to the emergency room after he collapsed. What's it made for is right. Who takes it and goes around the edge and then throws it away?
It's a waste of time. You can do that with a washcloth.
You can do that with your finger.
Exactly.
Does anyone do a Q-tip the right way?
What is the right way?
Like I just said?
Outside the ear.
Oh.
Psycho killers do. Only psycho killers do.
I clean this part.
Only?
Yeah.
You don't go into you don't go into the ear hole?
Psycho killer.
No, down there? No, I never even thought about that.
Down there.
You don't
No, I did this ear. Right here. I was thinking, I was trying
so
to think
So you go
about,
into the, like under the...
The flaps, like I guess it's the flaps and the rim
and the cartilage.
One,
yeah, that's what I do.
I'm shocked he cleans his ears.
Okay.
Two,
shot taken.
And two, he does it the weird way.
So you only, you never, dude. You should try it.
No, you're gonna love
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
gonna
yeah,
love
yeah.
It. Don't do it because it's against the rules.
Right.
But dude, you're gonna love
it.
It
so
like
good.
Stick it in.
Well,
yeah. In.
I'll, as far as it can go.
Sometimes I'll go halfway through the lunchbox. It's awesome.
You measure
you
it?
Ever, you ever go all the way to the other ear and come out the other side?
No.
It's awesome.
Okay, three stooges.
Okay. This guy, let me tell you the story, by the way. Yeah. This is not funny, by the way. He was taken to the emergency room after he collapsed. This doctor, who's an ear, nose, and throat specialist, treated the guy, says his seizures could be linked to the bacterial infection causing toxins in his brain. It's crazy.
Ugh.
He went to CT scan, diagnosed with all this stuff, all because, in a week in the hospital, because he stuck the Q-tip too far in his ear. The lucky patient has now been ordered to stop using cotton swabs in his ears. That's wild to me that people don't do that, though.
Yeah.
He's probably going a little too hard, right? Like every time he goes a little further, because it does feel good. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you'd probably stop doing it then.
Yeah, don't do it. Lunchbox, try it once.
Yeah, tell us what you think.
Yesterday, Brad, the lead singer of Three Doors Down, came over to the house for a Bobby cast. If I go crazy, then will you still call me? Did you know that Three Doors Down and Nickelback have bad blood?
Yes! So he doesn't like Nickelback.
Well, here's a clip of that.
Our old drummer is now their drummer. Daniel used to be our drummer for quite a while, and I don't really know, honestly, how it got to be bad blood, but it was a thing in the award show, and I don't even remember what award show it was, and it wasn't even between the two bands. It was between some crew guys or something, but I don't know why people hate on him so much.
He still likes him, though.
Well, no, not really, but he was like, we don't get along. But
that's
you can
cool.
hear him talk about that. And I love Three Doors Down. Like, it just... I'm here without you, baby. And he talked about how the band, like, they started
all taking different buses. Because I was like, do you guys get along? He goes, no, more famous we got, the less we got along.
Oh, wow.
He's like, here.
It wasn't that we...
This is it.
It wasn't that we didn't get along. Our drugs didn't get along. Because one person was on this, and one person was on this, and one person was on this. And by our third record, we all had our own buses. And then all the crew buses. So we were rolling around with seven buses because the four main band guys just hated each other.
Dude, that's rock and roll right there.
Crazy.
Wait, what? They were, what drugs?
They, well, all different drugs.
And they did four different drugs?
Well, more than that.
Yeah.
But I mean,
he said they wouldn't even see each other until it was time to go on. They'd have someone go do the sound. They'd all walk out on. They'd be like, let's go. And they'd do it.
That's what? Crazy.
I don't it's even a understand that life.
Fantastic podcast. It's the Bobbycast with Brad, the lead singer of Three Doors Down. He what played with us, the Raging Idiots, and we geeked out. And he wrote Kryptonite when he was in high school. This song. He'd never sang. He was a drummer. And he was like, he used to be in the trailer and like sing in the corner. We'd be like, okay.
How rich did they get?
They have 9 number ones and he wrote all of them. And I'm talking about big number ones.
Yeah, it's pretty rich.
Yeah, okay. Pretty rich. Check it out. It's a new episode of the Bobbycast. Hope you guys listen to it and like it because, man.
What if we were like that?
Shows are.
Like, we didn't talk at all before we went live and then we're like, because we couldn't get along because our drugs didn't get along.
Hey, stop crushing candy and make the switch to Best Fiends. Hey, it's Bobby Bones here to tell you about this 5-star rated puzzle game. It's just better than other puzzle games. Don't miss out. Best Fiends is not your average puzzle game. And once you play it, I think you'll agree. Trust me when I say that Best Fiends is just fun. Use your brain as you solve thousands of puzzles, collect tons of characters. If you're sick of playing the same old puzzle game and you want to try something new, go and download Best Fiends right now. No other game like it. And if I can't convince you, maybe the over 90 million downloads of Best Fiends will. There's a reason why Best Fiends has this many downloads. And once you play it, you're going to love it. One of the reasons we love it on the show is because it's just so much fun. You don't even need Wi-Fi to play, so it's perfect while you're traveling. Make the switch to Best Fiends, the 5-star rated puzzle game. Again, it's not like all the other puzzle games. Download Best Fiends for free from the Apple App Store or Google Play today. That's Friends without the R. Best Fiends. Friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
There's a video on the internet of this guy, and his house is on fire. I mean, big flames. And the fire department's there, and they're trying to put the fire out. And the whole family's back behind the fire department. And you see the guy run past the fire department into the house. Anybody else see this video?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah. No.
Did you see it?
Yeah, they're kind of blocking the driveway, and he comes running down the sidewalk, takes a right. Runs into the house, and here comes the dog out. And the firefighters, I don't know if they were like, okay, go for it, but they kind of stopped shooting the water.
Yeah, well, yeah. The guy's name is Jose Guzman. He risked his life to save his dog from his house that was up in flames. And I saw this. I didn't even think it was that crazy because I would have done that.
Yeah.
Like if my dog was in there.
I mean, I love how without hesitation you're like, I would have done that. But sometimes when it comes to saving other humans' lives and stuff, you're like, yeah, I'd run away.
It really did look natural for him to just run in there and get the dog.
It really did.
And I try to be as honest with you guys as I can about what I would do in these situations. And a lot of times I'm like, oh, I don't have that instinct. Like to not think and just jump in front of. But I saw this and I was like, oh, I would do that. Mm-hmm. I would have run into my house immediately for that dog.
Yeah, wow. Okay, I just saw the video. Crazy.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, that's legit flames.
He ignored firefighters, ran into the house as they were, like Lunchbox said, shooting the house with water. He has 3 daughters. They were out. Like, he's a dad of 3 and went into the house anyway.
Yeah.
And came out with the dog. He came out with the dog.
And the dog just looked happy as can be, like, boo, doo, doo, doo.
He said his family lost everything in the fire and his home was destroyed. He told ABC 10 News, when I ran through the curtain of fire where my van and fence was, I didn't know what was behind that. I knew my dog was there. I ran through, tried to stay in the middle. I couldn't see anything. Said she was hiding behind a toilet, got her out. All I wanted to do was see my dog. And he got, come on. Isn't that cool?
So cool.
Hey, listen, I think you could debate if a dad of 3 should run in after a dog.
Oh.
Because you're putting your life at risk and you have 3 daughters to take care of.
Yeah.
That being said, I would have done it. Anyway, it's all that. How's your dog, Amy?
She's great.
Yeah?
Yeah. She's finally, you know, you have that like honeymoon phase. You're like, oh, we got a new dog. It's cute. But you're not totally attached to it yet. At least that was us. And we're finally now to that point where we're like, okay, yeah, we're all in. Like, we love this dog. Yeah. She's a part of the family. Like, I don't know what I would do without her. Yeah, she's cool.
I saw that Pink adopted a dog while she was in town.
She did.
Pink was doing her show here in Nashville. And so she did her show at Bridgestone. Then she goes over to the bar Tootsie's and plays a set with the cover band that's there.
Love it.
And it says she adopted a puppy from the Nashville Humane Society. Look at that.
The superstar later posted on Instagram that she went boot shopping and got a puppy named Nash.
Aww. Wow.
Pretty cool, huh?
Love
That's
it.
That's quite the trip to Nashville.
I know. Yeah. She was going for a pair of boots, but...
I just think for me in the next... Today's March 14th. March, April, May. I think by end of summer, I'll probably have a dog.
Yeah.
It's just... The issue I'm thinking about right now is my other dog slept in the bed with me all the time. Because when I'm home, I don't leave my bedroom. And I like to have my dog in my bed, but I don't know if I want to get my dog in the bed again.
Yeah, I just wouldn't. Don't go there. Don't start that habit. But I'm always. This is the time too when you're going to find a wife.
Yeah, you're looking for a girl too at the same time.
Like back then, you weren't, and it's like a thing. You need to start. Just get a little doggy bed and put it at the foot of your bed.
Yeah,
I know how this is going to end up, and not like that.
Oh boy,
not really at all. All right. What
if you get a Great Dane though?
Oh my gosh! You got to get an extra king size bed.
That's how to keep it out of the bed.
Yes.
Youngest dog. Luke, what makes you country now on the Bobby Bone Show? By the way, if you're in Boston, Eddie and I, the Raging Idiots, with Lauren Jenkins from my class of 2019, will be playing the Orpheum in Boston on Sunday. The Raging Idiots. Go to RagingIdiots.com to get your tickets. Anybody else can come too.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
They're telling me in the glass room to take this call as a tell me something good. Let's see. This is Brittany in Louisiana. Hey, Brittany.
Hi.
What's happening?
Okay, so my 5-year-old daughter, I'm about to drop her off at school right now, but she's like, I'm okay with being late if I can say hi to Bobby. She has an American Hero project, and she is dressing up as you.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
She's
That's crazy.
So excited.
Let me talk to her. What's her name?
Okay, her name's Emerson.
Okay.
Hi.
Emerson, how are you?
Good.
Hey, so you picked me as your hero?
Yes.
That's really neat. I really appreciate that. Can I send you like a present back to your house?
Yeah.
Okay. So what are you wearing right now that looks like me?
Glasses.
Yeah.
And a hat.
Yeah.
Yours a coat, right?
Yeah,
I love coats, especially when it's cold. Well, thank you. That's really cool, Emerson. I hope you have a good day at school, okay?
Okay.
Okay, have a good day.
Okay.
Okay. That's funny. Hey, Brittany.
Yeah.
Of all, like, the people that actually make a difference in the world, like, you didn't kind of, like, lean her toward, you know, Harriet Tubman or...
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham or, you know, any of the...
Her brother did Thomas Edison, and I was like throwing out ideas like that. And then at first she said lunchbox.
There you go.
Yes.
And then you convinced her otherwise.
What is she saying?
She said she wants to be a lunchbox.
Not lunchbox a person, but a lunchbox that you put your lunch in.
Got it.
Just tape sandwiches to your body. Well, listen, yeah. I'm gonna send her like a B-team hat, and the whole show will sign it. Okay.
Oh my gosh! Thank you so much. We call like every day, so she's so excited she finally got through.
Well, you have a good day. If you're whatever you're gonna do, if you're gonna go home, go to work, whatever, and tell her to have a good day at school. And I'm gonna put you on hold. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right, that's pretty good. That is, there you go. It makes me feel good. That's Tell Me Something Good right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
They say scary movies have a relaxing effect. I don't believe that for one bit. I don't watch scary movies. They give me nightmares. There's no relaxing about it.
Yeah, no. I'm tense.
I don't like to be scared. So they say a horror movie might scare you, but it won't stress you out. Instead, psychologists say it'll actually calm you down. Here's what they say, and tell me if this is true with you guys. It seems that watching horror movies allows you to forget your own daily struggles because you're so dialed in to these movies. And like you're all there because it's so intense.
I can see that.
That the world around you a bit disappears. And because of that, it de-stresses you. It takes you away from the situation.
Very interesting, because now that you say that, you're right. For that 2 hours, you are so dialed in. There is nothing going on in your head except for, oh my gosh, I hope that lady survives. Oh my gosh, get out of the woods. What are you? Do not take a shower right now. What are you doing? He's in the house! And you forget everything that's going on in your world.
They always take a shower.
They always take a shower.
They say it both distracts you from your anxiety and also puts your own problems into perspective. When someone's getting sawed up, you're like, you know what? My light bill overdue by a day, not so bad. What's, I wouldn't say the best, but what's the scariest movie you've ever seen? Amy?
I mean, I thought Silence of the Lambs was pretty scary.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
I mean, Hannibal Lecter, that could happen.
Okay.
Yeah, he's just
a crazy
dude.
It kind of has in different ways, right? People eating people and, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Jeffrey Dahmer versus crazy people.
Yeah.
For me, it was 28 Days Later.
The disease one?
Yeah, because that's what I'm scared of, germs.
Yeah.
That's a
and
scary
zombies,
movie.
And that's both two of them at once. And yep. I don't watch a lot of scary movies, but I'm fascinated with zombies and germs.
I never saw that. Who, should I? 28 Days Later or whatever it's called?
They're British, and that was annoying to me. But I was in. Once I was in the theater, I was in.
Did they come out with a sequel to that one?
28 Weeks Later. Oh. It may be.
All right.
It's one
really?
Of the two. I don't know which one came first, but I've seen them both.
Okay.
It's days or weeks first? Because one's 28 days, one's 28 weeks.
Days was first.
28 Days Later.
Mm. Wonder if they'll come out with months.
Oh, can you imagine? Everybody's just older. 28 years later.
Right. Okay, guys.
They're all retired.
Right.
Lunchbox?
Halloween.
What is Halloween about?
Michael Myers comes back to kill. He escapes a mental facility and he comes to kill some people. And let me tell you, when you're 9 years old and you watch that at your house, whoo boy, you make sure every door and window is locked.
Eddie? Man.
When Blair Witch Project came out, that scared me.
Like, yeah, we thought it was real.
Well, that's the thing. You had to think it was real, which at that time, we all thought it was real.
Yeah.
No one came out and said it was fake, so it was very scary.
And we didn't have social media to tell us.
Right.
We all just told the stories like, you know what? Actually, my cousin actually knew that person. It happened mm-hmm. to them. And so we're all making up all these lies about the movie to seem cool.
Which it made it scarier.
Yeah. Yeah, we thought Blair Witch was real. Right?
Everyone.
For a minute.
Yeah, for sure.
Morgan, number two, you're 25. Maybe you have a newer movie. What's the scariest to you?
Mine is The Ring, because that's the last scary movie I have watched because it scared me so bad.
Oh,
I won't
stopped.
Watch scary movies.
That's pretty scary. I saw that in college.
It's where she comes out of the TV?
No, that's Poltergeist.
The water?
No, The Ring does too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. You haven't seen it?
No. Is that M. Night?
No.
Shyamalan?
No.
Is that how you say it?
M. Night. That
yeah.
Is,
I was at, that was a sorority date party, and I went with a guy set up on a blind date. Well, it didn't work out. But I was like, we're going to see a scary movie, and I'm on a date with a guy, like a setup. You know, if you get scared, you like cuddle.
Yeah.
He was in the Corps. Yeah. Because I went to Texas A&M, you know, the Corps cadets.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's what I remember when Morgan said The Ring. Instantly, I was like, oh my gosh, I went on a date. Morgan number two.
Whenever one of my ex-girlfriends and I, she wanted to go see Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the new one.
Oh.
And it was the first time we went out. And I was like, all right. And I think...
Oh, no. Are you scared?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not even going to... Yeah, yeah.
You think what? What are you going to say? I think I...
Oh, I...
Peed myself?
I was that role of the scared one.
Oh, you jumped in her arms.
Yeah. And I
was... And she was like this like more stable, strong one.
Yeah. I'm not even going to lie. Yeah, I jumped a lot. I don't like that stuff. I don't want to be... Don't come up behind me. Don't boo me.
We won't.
Don't... Ah!
Boo! Like
yeah,
that.
No,
I don't do
that.
That. Have you seen the preview to that Us movie? That new Jordan Peele movie?
Yes.
It was awesome.
I have to change it, because even just the preview scares me.
I'll probably watch that.
Oh, gosh. Careful.
Because I watched the other one.
Get Out.
Get Out.
It's excellent.
I think it's different.
I feel like this is going to be...
This one's more of that your classic horror movie where it's like, you're not alone.
But isn't it, there some kind of like mind game to it, Mike D? Let's go to Mike D, who knows this stuff. Go ahead. You've been on the blogs. What are they saying?
Yeah, I think it's like they're themselves, but like in an alternate universe or something.
Oh.
Okay. And it's called Us?
Yeah.
And there's scissors on the thing?
Yeah. Yeah. It's themselves trying to, like, kill them.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
Tell me the benefits of gossiping, but it's called spilling the tea. What's the benefit?
Okay. So I saw that if you want to feel closer to your coworkers, if you share something personal, well, research is finding that telling a colleague something like that, something you didn't know about them, like your sexual orientation or maybe that you're pregnant.
Wait, that's some hardcore stuff.
Whoa.
Yeah. It can improve your relationship with that colleague, that person. So now on the show, we all work together, and if we start spilling all the tea, it's going to bring us closer together.
That's different than spilling the tea. Spilling the tea is gossip about other people.
Right.
Like yesterday, you spilled the tea on me. You're like, Bobby went on a date.
Yeah, and it brought us all closer together.
Oh, you guys.
It really did.
It did. And we felt closer to you because we knew about your date.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
I'm glad. So someone else has approached me and said they'd like to spill the tea.
Okay.
Okay. Whoa. So, by the way, with spill the tea, you never know it's coming. Okay?
That's the best part.
Let's spill the tea.
The person with the tea who's going to spill it is, as I look around the room, Lunchbox is going to spill the tea.
Who
would you like to spill the tea on?
Guys, I mean, I don't want to do this to the person that brought this segment to the show, but Amy, I got to spill the tea on you.
Oh!
Spill the tea.
But
it's hot.
Amy, when you are driving, can I just say you've got to quit texting and driving?
Are you texting and driving?
Yes.
What?
You
absolutely. Where?
Amy, there is a bridge going into our neighborhood. And late last week, my wife and I were driving, going out of the neighborhood. We were stuck at a red light way back there, and we could see you coming. I go, oh, that looks like Amy. That looks like Amy. For 4 to 5 seconds, I saw Amy, and not once did she look up. Just head down,
Amy.
Going over the bridge, staring at your phone.
Was I loading the map up?
Amy, you know how to get from that Exxon to your house.
Oh,
okay?
Got her.
Like, you were at that stoplight.
Going home?
Yes.
No.
You can't text and drive.
Okay, I mean, I know.
You
can't.
Did not look up the entire... I mean, you went through 2 stoplights without even looking up. And I was like, oh,
well,
my...
Well, obviously I looked up because
no.
You were green.
Here's the thing, Amy.
I just feel like that could be an exaggeration.
Let me walk you through this and through everyone that's listening right now about texting and driving.
I know.
Okay? I know, just as practically as possible. Imagine you hit someone or you hit a car and you go, dang it, I should have been texting and driving.
Yes.
Okay? You're going to feel so dumb and so bad if you hurt somebody. That bad you're going to feel is so much badder than the good you feel by taking a text message and looking at a phone. Because you're really not getting anything. You just have to think, we all think we're so important, we got to look at our phone every 7 seconds. You know what? We don't. And you're driving the biggest weapon out there, a car. You can kill somebody because you don't have instant response.
I know. It's bad.
You can do it. You know what? If you want to do it at a stoplight, you want to do it at a stop sign, great. You can't text and drive.
Okay.
And I maybe, you know, like I was going to come to you, but then once you brought spilling the tea up, I was like, man, I'd rather spill the tea than just coming to you privately. Because, I mean, it's also a PSA, and my wife saw it too, and we were just like, oh my gosh, Amy, look up.
There you go. More you know.
Don't we all just feel closer together now?
Oh, we feel so much closer.
Yeah.
So
I feel like closer to Amy.
So
Yeah. Man, that brought us closer.
I would rather reveal my sexual orientation.
That was Let's Spill the Tea.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboar'snest.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Something that never dies is the up dog. Do you have any up dog?
What?
Do you have any up dog?
No.
Oh, can I have? Do you have any in your purse?
I don't. I know that this is a thing, but I don't remember.
But do you have any up dog?
I don't have any up dog.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's up dog?
Nothing. What's nothing's up dog was over a year.
Yeah. Right.
That's the stupid joke. And I gave up that she wasn't going there, and I was just.
And then she went there.
So you say, "Do you have any up dog?" And they go, "What's up dog?" You go, "Nothing. What's up with you?"
Yeah. Right? Like what is
what's
up dog?
Yeah. You're like, nothing.
What is it?
What's up with you? Right.
Okay. Got it.
It's like, so Lunchbox is just prank calls places doing the second grade joke of, "Do you have any up dog?"
Denny's.
Yes, are you serving up dog today?
Are we serving who?
Up dog?
No, sir.
Well, I had up dog there last week, when, you know, on my way through town, and I'm bringing the big rig back through, and I was going to make a special stop if you were serving up dog today.
Can you ask what is up dog?
Not much. What's up with you?
That's so wonderful.
That is so funny, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Man, what's up, dog? Not much. What's up with you? And you're going to tell that to your friends later.
Bye.
Bye.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Hardware.
Oh, man. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Oh, man. Got a case of the Mondays. You know what I mean? man, so my client is telling me that he wants me to get him some up dog, and I was just trying to figure out if you guys carry that.
No.
He said it's like the darker version. I don't know.
What's up, dog?
Oh, not much. What's up with you, dog? Got him. Woo! Get it? You get it?
Oh, yeah. I got it.
All right. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
That was great.
A case of the Mondays.
Tell me it doesn't make you laugh.
Did you record this on Monday?
Yeah.
Okay, I was like, that's weird. If yesterday on a Wednesday, like, got a case of the Mondays, man.
It's actually Wednesday, sir.
Yeah. All right, here we go. One more.
This is Kitchens. How can I help?
Hey, I was just wondering if I could get a price check on Up Dog.
I'm not falling for that.
No, ma'am, I was using it on the house this weekend. I thought it made the house look beautiful, so I was trying to see what your price for the up dog is.
I'm not going to say what's up, dog.
Not much. What up with you?
Good for
you.
You
just made my day.
Yeah, what's up, dog? All right, have a great day.
You too, bye.
Bye.
There you go. Because we're 8.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Is that not hilarious?
So of course. Funny. I love it.
It doesn't get old.
It doesn't get old. Neither does. That's what she said. That doesn't get old. That doesn't get old.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up. Come on, Bobby.
So I was on Twitter, and they had a whole thread of people going, oh, I used to believe this as a kid. You know, how dumb was I? And I can tell you this, that until I was like 11 or 12, I thought that babies came out of the belly button. Like way late in the game. I thought that's what the belly button was.
Yeah.
I was told that, and I held on to it. So that's mine. I'm still not convinced they don't.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You know.
They don't.
I've seen it. They
Oh, they don't?
They don't.
Oh, you watched?
No, I'm saying like. Yeah, I mean, I'm
yeah,
not
I
details.
Saw.
You did, Lunchbox?
Yeah.
Were you grossed out or no?
A little bit.
Yeah.
But, I mean.
Are you glad you saw it?
Yeah, it was still pretty cool. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I want to watch it again. But
if you had another baby, would you watch it?
I guess I would have to because if like the kid grew up. Did you watch when I was born? No, but I watched when your brother was born. I mean, that's kind of bad parenting, right?
I don't know if my under. Parents watched
I never
I'll
asked
have to ask my
I,
dad if he saw.
Yeah, I've never
I
asked
never
my
went
parents.
To my anyone. Like, did you watch Baby Born?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Amy, what'd you believe?
Well, mine is babies too, and I had to ask my sister about it because I was like, was there anything weird that I used to believe? And she said I thought that the babies came from the birds, like the stork would drop it off at the porch or on the front yard.
Not crazy.
That was a common one.
Yeah, because all the cartoons told us that.
Correct. Uh-huh.
Lunchbox, yours?
I got two.
Go ahead.
Whenever the traffic report would come on the radio, they would say, disabled vehicle, say, Mopac and Steck, blocking the right lane. I always thought it was a disabled person's car that broke down. I was like, disabled people break down all the time. I could not believe how often disabled people broke down. Huh. And then there was a lake out kind of where we live, Lake Travis, and it would say, road ends 300 feet. And I would see those signs, and I thought the road just ended, and if you kept driving, you fell off into the water. So I would always just close my eyes and pray my dad saw those signs and would stop in time. It's just a dead end, guys. Like, the road doesn't end.
We know.
You don't just fall.
Yeah,
we
yeah,
know
what you're telling
thing.
Us now.
Yes,
we know. Yeah.
But I believed that for you. And no one ever told me that. I just made that scenario up in my head, and I believed it.
Eddie?
Somebody told me once that all the people playing music are inside the actual speaker. So I would really try to just get as close as I could and be like, wow, they're in there right
you
now.
Look in there?
Yeah, like they're
playing
they're
music
singing
live.
To me.
Morgan, number two?
I used to believe that if you closed the door when you slept, the boogeyman couldn't get you.
Wait, it can't?
I was like,
I still close
that's
the door
because
I don't
want
what?
I hear some other ones that I pulled. One, dropping a penny from a building can kill someone. That's not true.
It's not?
No.
Wow.
Because it doesn't have enough mass.
Let's try it.
The sun is yellow is a false one. The sun's not yellow.
What?
It's not orange either.
Huh?
It's essentially all colors at once. If you were in space, it would look white.
Lies. I don't believe it.
Oh.
Juice cleanses rid your body of toxins. There is no solid proof that they detoxify anything.
What?
That's what your liver and kidneys are for.
Dude, that's hardcore.
Yeah, and then finally, your appendix is useless. Not true.
Oh.
For years, scientists said it was, but now they think it's home to helpful bacteria to fight off disease. So.
I mean, I figure everything in your body is pretty, it's got a use.
Yeah.
All right.
I think so.
Safe to say that, I think.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It's my favorite nickname.
Country music's youngest historian.
Yeah. I like that one, yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
Today in 1981. Hey, 81. We're live in 81.
Yeah, we're breathing.
It was Elvis's last country number one song.
Which was?
Guitar Man.
I got the same old story with them all night peers. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man.
Elvis Presley in 1981 tops the country chart for the last time with Guitar Man.
In the hobo jungles, I roamed 1,000 miles of track.
He released his version in 1968 where it peaked at number 43, but it wasn't released to country radio until after he died.
Okay, that was my question.
Mm-hmm. Following his death in 1977, Guitar Man was re-recorded with new instruments and a new electronic arrangement, same vocals, and it went number one on country radio. Years after he died.
Well,
I got
really
the same
cool.
old yeah. story, them all night peers. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need a guitar man, son.
And Amy, what do you know about Elvis and his country music history?
He's in the Country Music Hall of Fame and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay. That's right. Who's the only other artist that's in both?
Johnny Cash.
That's right. There you go.
That was
On This Day in
Country Music.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
How are listeners getting emails to you?
Amy@bobbybones.com.
Is that your email address?
Yeah.
Huh. Amy's
really?
Always like, I got another email from a listener about this. That's good that they're sending you emails.
Yeah.
All right, well.
This one's from Lisa.
Okay, and this is about me?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Amy, I found the show during Dancing with the Stars, and I'm hooked. I listen to Bobby talk about his love life and must admit, my mama bear comes out and I'm just frustrated. I'm 52 and I've been married 25 years. Bobby talks about wanting a relationship, but how much real energy does he put into it? The reality is that at his age...
Oh,
wow.
38, baby!
He'll need to work to find love. Given his schedule, his sleep schedule, his workaholic tendencies, his sabotaging relationships, etc., it'll take a good amount of effort to figure this out. A few thoughts. If he is serious about finding love, he needs to treat it as a job. He has shown that he dedicates himself to accomplishing a job, but has he ever really dedicated himself to finding love? He needs to intentionally seek out opportunities to find a girlfriend. Make time in his crazy schedule for this. Also, tell all of his friends that he's looking to settle down and see how they can help. Which we're trying to help you. And then she also says, stop talking about all emotional baggage on the air. If it really is that crippling, then do it in counseling. I find him endearing, but I'm definitely not going to date him.
Oh, wow.
Because
wow.
Steph gets...
She went hard
and took shots.
I so hope he finds love. Thank I you. Love your relationship with him. I have a dear, dear friend who I couldn't do without, and I sense that in your relationship with him. Keep it up, Lisa.
Yeah, it's a very nice email, Lisa. Thanks for sending that to Amy. A couple things. One, I agree with all that. Two, I agree with all that.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
I mean, she nailed it.
Well, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with the don't talk about my emotional baggage. That's what we do on this show. I don't use this show as a way to get people to like me for dating. I use this show as a way to connect with people, and they go, oh, Bobby's nuts, I'm nuts. It works. We're kind of the same. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It does hold me back in relationships sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, that my first book, Bare Bones, you read that, you'd be like, this guy's nuts. But it's out there. It is what it is. I agree with her. I treat it like a job. But I mean,
are you going to start doing that?
You're going to make time for it?
I have made...
You're making more time for it.
I absolutely am. And I met someone on a dating app. We talked about it on the show yesterday.
Mm-hmm. We spilled the tea on that.
You did. Mm-hmm. I wasn't quite ready for that to be out there yet, but okay. And so I've been on a few dates.
Okay.
So, but I appreciate that. What are your comments to that email?
Well, I mean, it just made me think, like you say, I feel like you are making more time for it, but how are you dedicated are you
I'm
to it?
I'm prioritizing it a bit.
Last week we had the whole... you know, situation where you texted the girl about how you only had limited time left to date, like 3 weeks, and then your schedule gets crazy.
And then there was the one that didn't show up to your lunch date.
Oh, so yes, yeah. And that's
it's like,
awkward.
Do you keep dating her or not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of stuff.
Yeah. So
Lunchbox,
much.
Your thoughts on that email?
Man, I think you are going to have to work at it. And when you do come out here and talk about it, yeah. I think the women hear it and they go hiding. They go into hiding. They get scared.
Do you
scared.
Think I'm unattractive on the radio? If you were listening to me on the
oh
radio.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, you sound like the biggest loser. Oh. No.
What?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm by myself. I don't work. I go to bed at 8 o'clock. I'm such a nerd. And then he talks about some of the scenarios he puts himself in and how he reacts. Of course, any girl listening is like, I do not want a man like that.
Interesting.
Because like... He's not like he doesn't sound like a real man on the radio.
I'm not a real man. I mean, I'm a real man.
No, see what I'm
I
saying?
I take responsibility seriously. I, you know, try to take care of people. You know, I mean, what does
you
that mean?
You mean you're a man?
Like cars?
Man parts.
Yeah, you don't work on
I have
cars.
The proper genitalia. Let me look.
You're a man.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Bones, for showing us.
Eddie, did you just email me?
I did, just to check to see if Amy at volleybones.com.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It works. It is?
Yeah.
He goes, hi, Eddie.
Well, thank you very much for that. I'll play a love song now.
Okay.
I always appreciate the feedback.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, you can email me. I try to put together mailbags, so...
It works. I tried it. Amy at BobbyBones.com. Yeah.
Live on the air.
Live on the air.
By the way, Eddie and I will be in Boston on Sunday. Come out and watch the Raging Idiots play in Boston. RagingIdiots.com. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So our favorite type of food, you know what it is in America? Like we as Americans, what cuisine do we like the most?
Oh, interesting.
Pizza.
So Italian?
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought it was, I didn't think of it
that's
that way.
That's different. Mexican.
Italian does.
Let's think about this. You say Mexican?
Of course.
Now that it has to be all of Italian, I don't think that wins. I'm going to say Chinese food.
Oh.
There's Chinese food on every corner.
Where do you live?
Just drive down the neighborhood.
Chinatown. Just moved
there. Panda okay. Express, you know.
No, I mean, I know the Chinese places.
Okay.
Pei Wei.
I would go either Mexican or American. Mm-hmm. Like something close. Because Canadian's not one. It's got to be a North American one.
Would like a burger place be American?
Yeah, be American. Yeah.
Y'all said it. We got it.
What is it?
I want it. So the top four. In at number four, Chinese.
In at number four, yeah. Chinese. There you go.
In at number three, Mexican.
Mexican.
Yeah. And number two, we like the Italian.
The Italian. Okay. That's Morgan number two says.
Yeah, just kidding. Italian. And in at number one, the favorite American food. Is American.
Oh, ourselves.
If you're confused on what that is, it's like hot dogs, hamburgers, fast food, and barbecue. So we really, when people come like visit it. America, are they like, let's go get some fast food?
I bet. But then it goes into subgenres. Do you like Southern?
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Right.
Do you like California food?
Yeah.
You mean frou-frou?
Philly cheesesteak.
I mean, there's
that
definitely.
Kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. Amy, thank you for that. What else you got?
Uh-huh. So I have the most ridiculous lies that parents use to make their kids behave. Yeah.
Wait, I'm not a parent, but let me throw some in here.
Okay.
Like, you, I'm going to throw you in kid jail.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, sort of. One mom told her kid that it was illegal to watch the same movie twice.
Oh.
And like the, you know, the police would get involved because they didn't want to. Kids like to rewatch stuff over and over, and as parents, it gets so exhausting. So I could totally see being like, it's illegal.
Are there any Santa Claus ones?
No, not that I'm looking at here. But one person said to make their kids stop eating in bed, they told them if they ate lying down, it turned you into a snake.
Oh.
All Nobody wants that.
Uh-huh. And a woman wouldn't eat beef when she was a kid, but she loved chicken. So when her mom made beef, she claimed that it was just brown chicken. So, like, she tricked her and, like, she would be feeding the rest of the family beef. And the daughter's like, I only eat chicken. So the mom's like, oh, this is just brown chicken. This is chicken. It's brown. A woman's mom told her that if the ice cream truck was playing music, it meant they were out of ice cream.
Oh, wow. Oh,
that's
it's
a good
it's
one.
Always out. What do you say to your kids, Amy? What's your white lie? Or is that even white?
I mean, I think it's a white lie.
Go ahead.
Like, it's a thing. I don't really know that I have to tell them anything just yet. I'm sure I've done it in the moment, but I don't really realize it's a lie. Luckily, we haven't seen an ice cream truck, but I'll use that. Heck yeah. Oh, that music? That means they're out.
Yeah, Eddie?
Yeah, I would mix the puff Cheetos with carrots, and then I would just be like, yeah, it's the same thing. That one's just older.
And they would eat it?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
It lasted for a little bit. Then they got smart on me.
But that was the thing you said?
It was a thing, yeah.
Like, yeah. They don't taste anything.
That's the older puff
Cheetos. It's just the older version. You're
They'd
good,
be
though.
Like, I don't want the old Cheetos.
What else, Amy?
Okay, well, Game of Thrones, which, Bobby, I know you're a big fan of that show, and then you're also a big fan of sneakers, so I didn't know if you had seen that there's the Game of Thrones sneaker collection by Adidas.
I know, I have a pair. I ordered a pair.
You did?
I ordered the White Walker ones.
Of course
ones.
You did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the White Walkers. Those are white, icy blue with black accents and has Winter is Here on the tab.
Inside of the, it's on the inside of the toe. On the,
get out of here.
On the tab
the
tongue thing.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I ordered I sure did.
So they all have little sayings in them. But yeah, that would probably be, out of looking at all the ones available, I would go with Winter is Here as well. You ordered the good ones.
And there's some weird red ones that I didn't order the red ones. They're like dark red with black, I think.
The official launch will be on March 22nd.
Yeah, I've ordered them. So there you go. Good.
Oh, you're so on top of things. I thought I was going to be bringing you some
shoes.
Sneaker game, and you're like, already on order.
I love shoes. I love Game of Thrones. All right, is that it?
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
There she is.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
This might be the greatest news you guys have ever heard.
Us?
Ever.
Oh.
Byron, who lives out in Phoenix, Arizona, wanted to start a challenge on Facebook. So he put up the hashtag trash tag. Okay? And so what it is you take a picture of an area that has a lot of trash, and then you take a picture after you've done something about it. You help clean it up. And he's challenging people to get out and do this. So 300,000 people have started hashtagging trash tag and picking up areas around their community, and it's catching on social media. So it is a challenge to you. Hashtag trash tag. That's what I'm talking about.
Byron started that. I've seen that hashtag.
Yes.
Yeah,
he's from
crazy.
Phoenix, Arizona,
yeah.
And he did it. And this is so awesome.
Love it.
If you're on a walk, just pick up a piece of trash. You're helping the community. You're helping the earth. Oh my gosh, this is the greatest story
wow.
of all time.
There you go.
Hashtag trash tag.
That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
Let's go over to Raymundo in the glass room with the news this morning.
President Donald Trump says he's grounding all U.S. flights on Boeing 737 planes, the MAX 8 and MAX 9 planes only. This is effective immediately in response to that plane crash overseas. In other news, Facebook is back up and running. There was an 8-hour global outage, but they're good to go now. And finally, the iHeartRadio Music Awards are tonight, 8/7 Central on Fox. Bobby Bones,
come on. A little later, we'll do Today in Country Music. We got an Elvis fact.
Oh,
Elvis and country music.
Love Elvis. Okay.
That being said, we're going to play a game right now. I'll give you the one name of a famous singer. You name the artist. For example, if I were to say The King, who's that one name artist?
Elvis.
Right,
George.
Elvis.
Oh.
But
true.
I mean,
Elvis, one name.
Yeah, one name, Elvis.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I see what you mean by his one name.
They've all got one name.
Okay. Got it.
All right, Amy.
Yeah.
The purple one.
The Prince.
Oh, wow.
Purple rain. Purple rain.
Good job, Amy.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Mr. Worldwide. What one name artist is nicknamed Mr. Worldwide?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Do I get a clip?
If you get it right.
Oh, okay. Pitbull.
One, two, three,
yeah.
four.
No, no.
What's his other nickname? You guys know?
Yeah,
Mr. 305. Yeah, there you go. Amy.
Yeah.
The Material Girl.
Madonna.
Yeah, there you go. Lunchbox.
Oh,
what
yeah.
one name artist is nicknamed the British Queen of Soul?
What?
The British Queen of Soul.
The only one that's British that I know that can sing is Adele.
Hello.
Got it.
That's
it. Yeah.
Wow.
It's me.
She already has that big of a nickname. She's been around like 2 years.
That's not true.
If after all these years you'd like to meet to go over.
Amy, ready?
Yes.
This one has two. It's tough. The Goddess of Pop, and then later the Queen of Comebacks. What one name artist was nicknamed the Goddess of Pop, and later the Queen of Comebacks. Think about that.
The Goddess of Pop.
The Goddess of Pop.
And the Queen of Comebacks. Mm-hmm. I just don't even know. Mariah?
No. Cher. Yeah.
Shit.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
The King of Hip Hop.
Tupac.
No, Eminem. Sorry. Amy, Queen Bee.
Beyonce.
Queen Bey, whatever. How do you say, what do you say, Bey or
Bey?
Do you say Bey?
B?
What number two was it? Queen Bee or Queen Bey?
Queen Bee.
Queen Bee? Because it's spelled B-E-Y.
Because Beyonce.
Yeah. Lunchbox to tie. How about Champagne Poppy? It's pretty easy. Champagne Poppy.
Champagne Poppy?
Yeah. Oh, you don't know this one.
I've never heard that term in my life. I'll go Jay-Z.
No. Okay, everybody who does know it, say it on the count of three. Everybody.
Okay.
Wait, Morgan, do you know it?
I don't think
what?
So.
Am I the
even
only
Amy
one that knows it?
I think I know
okay,
it.
Okay, one, two, three.
Drake.
Chet Malone.
No, what?
Post Malone.
Drake.
Chet Malone, Eddie? It's Drake, too. Yeah. Even his Instagram name, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Champagne Poppy. Man.
God's plan.
Amy, you won.
I hold back, sometimes I won't. I feel good, sometimes I don't.
Hey. Oh, there's your winner. There she goes. I thought that one was so easy.
Champagne Poppy?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, me too.
I guess.
These guys.
These guys all hip hop.
These oldies. Yeah,
I
mean, they're like oldies radio.
Not with the times.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go over to Danielle in New York. What up, Danielle?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Thanks for calling the show. What's happening with you?
Yeah, of course. I'm actually on my way to work. I'm about 5 minutes away. I'm a special ed teacher.
Oh, good for you.
Thank you. I actually just wanted to call and thank you guys because this is my first year teaching and I wasn't sure like how to run like what we call our morning meeting. And actually a lot of the things that you guys do on the show is what I included. Like on Fridays, we have a Friday morning dance party. And maybe every other day I try to do tell me something good. And I have the students actually like put something in a bucket and I read it out loud. So it's kind of their chance to, you know, give some credit to someone else in the classroom. And it's created such an awesome classroom community. So I just really wanted to kind of give a shout out and say thank you.
Oh, that's cool. Also, why are you stealing our material?
I'm sorry. Wait, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Why are you stealing our material, Danielle?
I'm not sure I'm material.
I'm just kidding. I'm just happy you're doing awesome things in class. And you know what? It's really cool that you are a teacher. Mm-hmm. Like, I like that too. So I'm just giving you a hard time. How about I send you a little gift? Do you want a gift or no?
Sure. I'd love to share it with my class.
Okay. I will send you a signed copy of my last book called Fail Until You Don't.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then
I'll
write you a little note in it, maybe draw you a little picture. And yeah, that'd be cool. Well, thank you very much for doing what you do. And thanks for sharing. And for admitting you still are material. How about that?
Yeah.
All right, Daniel, hold on. Hold on for 1 second. Funny, huh? Ripping us off. Get her info.
At first, I think.
I'm just going to get her address just to sue her. No. What?
Well, at first, it seemed like she was like, oh, shoot. But I think her phone just cut out or something.
Yeah. Of course. Please do everything that we do.
Yes.
And don't credit us at all. Who cares? As long as you're like making like it a better place around you, that's the only goal of this show.
What is that? What's that thing you send them? Desist?
Make cease
them,
and desist?
Yeah, let's do
can
that.
You imagine,
let's send her one of those.
I sent her a letter to her school, her special ed class, to cease and desist doing Tell Me Something Good.
Oh,
Friday morning
eat that.
Parties.
That'd be a good look on you, Bones.
That's the exact opposite of what this show's all about, too. Like, everything we do, you can say it's yours. If we say anything funny or just be, you say it and be
morning,
like,
morning, corny, take
be like,
it.
I made that up. We don't care. Just do good. The more good you can do, the better. That's the goal. Well, thanks for that call. It's good.
Bobby Bones Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Brett Young teamed up with Boyz II Men for an episode of CMT's Crossroads that will air on March 27th on CMT. But before it happened, they dropped a little sneak peek, and it's both of them singing Motown Philly.
Motown Philly, back again.
When's that going on?
March 27th.
That one seems interesting, huh?
That sounds good.
Hey, Boyz II Men, they were so nice. I met them on Dancing with the Stars. They performed at one of the shows. I don't know what they did, but I hung out with them. I thought it was the coolest thing ever. Yeah. All right, what else, Morgan, number two?
Luke Bryan's favorite part of American Idol is the auditions. He says he loves to just sit there and watch.
My least favorite part. I like the final show when it's like...
To the meat. You like the meat.
I like when it gets to live shows, I should say. Mm-hmm. And that's we saw a few weeks before that. But yeah, I think I may be on Sunday night. Not full time yet. I start the next week. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Luke's really good this season. All right, what else?
Our iHeartRadio Music Awards go down tonight on Fox. It starts at 8, 7 Central. Garth Brooks and Casey Musgraves will be performing. Plus, Bobby's going to be there doing some stuff with Garth.
That's true. I'm actually singing. Garth Brooks and I are doing If Tomorrow Never Comes as a duet.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. As his performance. Do you know how angry people would be
if
that was Garth's performance? If it was me and they were like, ladies and gentlemen, Bobby Bones! Sometimes late at night.
And everyone's whispering, like, who is this?
They're like,
what
wait,
is happening?
What? Is this a dancing guy? I'll awake and watch her sleeping.
Boo!
And then Garth acts like it's really good. And he's selling it. And he takes his hat off and does it to his heart.
Oh, yeah, takes that off.
We're lost in peaceful dreams and I turn out the lights. Anyway, there you go. Tonight, be sure to watch that. I'm actually heading over there right after the show's over.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
There you go. Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's something called National Day of Service. And when you're in a sorority, a lot of times you try to find a way how you can give back. And Pi Beta Phi sorority, they decided to collect books for school children in the area. They're in Omaha, Nebraska. And they got 20,000 books.
Wow.
It was an emotional moment for a lot of teachers because they were able to walk into this warehouse and had a pick of any book that they wanted. Multiple 20, books.
20,000
books?
They
got to just pick whatever books they wanted. They could take them with. And they were so just happy and thankful and grateful to be able to take these books back to their classrooms. And for the sorority sisters, they said it was fulfilling to achieve their goal of promoting literacy to younger students who might not otherwise have access to books. So shout out to them.
Even 100 books.
Yeah, no, 20,000.
That's good. That's what it's all about right there. Like making a difference, giving back.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Lyons, New York. A woman was in her apartment when she saw a bed bug. She was like, oh no, how can I get rid of it?
Yeah.
What'd she do? Go and grab
a blowtorch.
Oh, yeah.
A lighter.
That's a good one.
She goes and grabs a lighter.
Yeah, gasoline.
And some alcohol.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Sprays the bed bug.
I'm cheering her on right now. You can do it.
Lights the lighter. There goes the mattress, apartment up in flames, and seven other apartments.
Oh no.
That's not good.
Terrible.
Oh, no.
That's not good.
Well, and also, to kill one bed bug doesn't kill the bed bugs. Like, they don't roll into your house solo. Like, you don't have one rogue bed bug going, I'm going to get them at apartment 26D. I'll be back.
The big group of them?
Bed bugs.
Yeah.
They don't come in a bed bug.
Yeah, you don't let the bed bug bite. You let the bed bugs bite.
There you
bite.
Go. And okay. Also, you don't burn it down. Like, it's not an Al Dean song, you know?
Nice. Yeah, it's not.
Thank you very much.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I was reading this story about the top bacteria spots in your house.
Ooh, okay.
And you know how they always go, you know, it's dirtier than your toilet seat.
Mm-hmm. Like your keyboard or something?
Yeah, the toilet seat's never dirty. Think about your butt cheeks. They're not that dirty.
Pretty clean.
Now, the toilet bowl, on the other hand, is where it's at. They should compare it to the toilet bowl instead of the toilet seat. Because the toilet bowl is number one. So that's the most bacteria to spot in the house, the bowl. Followed by the kitchen drain.
Ooh.
The kitchen sponge. The kitchen sink. Boy, I stay out of the kitchen.
Gosh, that's where we clean everything.
And the bathtub.
All of those is where
the
we clean
bathtub.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the top bacteria spots. So. Amy, what's up today?
Oh, man, just getting ready to go to Cali. So, finalizing packing, got the kids' new little luggage bags at Target yesterday, so they're excited to kind of put everything away. We're carrying on.
Oh, good for you.
So
you're
not
serious about that.
Yeah, we're not checking. I'm not checking luggage.
You sound like me. Amy, yeah. I won't go somewhere and carry on.
Yes.
I just won't go on a trip. I have to put it.
Do you mean you won't check in?
Mm-hmm.
No, I won't go if I have to take a suitcase.
Oh. Yeah.
That I leave behind. It all fits into a little bag in a backpack, or it just doesn't go. I'll just deal with it when I get there.
Right. When we were buying them their luggage yesterday, we were like looking at the different sizes, and I'm explaining it has to fit in that section above the seats on the airplane. And my daughter looked at me and she goes, this is, because she's only gone, when we've gone places, it's been a while, so we've had to check bags, and she feels like it takes forever. And when I told her we were carrying on, she goes, this is actually pretty genius. And I was like, somebody's learning new words. What are you doing?
I'm flying to Los Angeles right now.
Oh, yeah.
Where's my promo sheet? Because tonight, thank you, our 2019 iHeartRadio Music Awards, tonight from Fox, on Fox, from the Microsoft Theater in Los Angeles. I will be there. It'll be awesome. I'll be on, but really, who cares about me? Because Alicia Keys is performing, Garth Brooks, Casey Musgraves, John Legend. It'll be a big deal. Tonight, 8, 7 Central on Fox, the iHeartRadio Music Awards. I will be doing that. So I'm going to go catch a 5-hour flight. I get right off, go to a walkthrough, go right back to the hotel, put my clothes on, they'll do my hair. I get back in the car, drive back, do that. I don't know.
How long does it take for them to do your hair?
Not long. I think they go a little longer because they get paid to do it.
Oh, so they just
they
stall a little bit?
They just, well, they don't want to feel like feel like nothing's happening.
Right. I get that.
You know? Because there's nothing to my hair.
Mm-hmm.
They make it look good, don't get me wrong, but it takes like 3 minutes. they'll do makeup, though. a little bit. So that's what I'm doing. Hope everybody watches tonight. Lunchbox?
Oh, you know, I got to hit a nap just because it's a Thursday. And I mean, on a Thursday, you're tired by the end of the week. Mm-hmm. And then I got physical therapy for my bone spur. Just go back and have them work on it and hopefully, you know, get my old self feeling better again.
There you go. Everybody's hurt. My shoulders hurt. Physical therapy. Amy's back's hurting. She in Lunchbox's legs, bone spurs.
Yeah.
It's all right, guys.
Time
you're
marches
getting old.
On. It's fine.
Time marches on. Thank you all. Have a wonderful day. Hope it's a wonderful day in your neighborhood. Hey, a wonderful day in your neighborhood. Good night, everybody. Except it's in the day.
Very
won't you be my neighbor? Bye, everybody.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.